Fluffy and Fizzy Sports Lounge is a member of the Pulse Podcast Network. For easy listening of this and some other great podcasts, download the Pulse Podcast Network app free from your app store.
Good Monday afternoon, everybody. This is Fluffy Coach.
And it's Philip Fizzy Barton.
And welcome to Fluffy and Fizzy Sports Lounge, presenting Monday's recap.
Yeah, the Monday minicast.
Yeah. So, if you guys are new to our show on Mondays, we're just basically here to review what's gone on from the weekend. And basically up to, you know, this point now, it's what 4 o'clock on Monday?
Yeah.
So, we're just recapping, you know, from, you know, where we left you guys off on last Wednesday to now. So, you know, just a quick breakdown of what happened over the weekend. And, you know, gave you some insight for our Wednesday show. So, So we're going to start things off. Actually, just something that news broke just a couple hours ago. Kyler Murray has decided to not go with the A's to spring training. He's decided to dedicate his full effort into the NFL draft and becoming an NFL quarterback. What do you think about that, Barton?
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with it. I think we've discussed a little bit on past podcasts about, you know, what he should do and and things like that. Yeah, I definitely don't have, and I mean, whether it's going to be a good decision or not, I mean, that I don't know. He definitely isn't your prototypical NFL quarterback, but that's stereotype of prototypical is kind of changing a little bit, so. So maybe he could be successful, but the points I've made before were, you know, the thing that it's easier to me, now me personally, my opinion, it's easier to go back to baseball than it would be to try to go back to football.
Oh, like, yeah.
If he's not, you know, if he in 2 or 3 years, if he just doesn't get it, if it's not, you know, working for him in the NFL, he can go play football. I mean, go play baseball, excuse me. Whereas, you know, if he goes and spends a few years playing baseball, it would be very hard for him to come play, you know, try to get back in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Well, the guy, now you say that, the guy that is probably the person that first thing that comes to mind when you say something like that is Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking about a guy who hadn't played since high school. And, yeah, maybe a lot of what he got, his minor league deal, was more of a publicity thing. But the dude could still hit dingers, man.
Yeah.
Say what you want about him as far as a baseball player is concerned. That dude can still rip a line drive. I think he's still projected to still come out and play with the Mets this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an easier sport to go back to play as opposed to football. Like, there's a reason why the longevity in Major League Baseball is a lot longer than it is in the NFL. You only have a short window to play in the NFL. Like, the average player, not, you know, big-time players, the average career is probably 3 to 4 years
in
the NFL. Not saying that Kyler Murray's career is going to be that long. I'm not expecting him to have a shorter career than Jamarcus Russell by any means. But, you know, that's just the, you know, as far as, like, the averaging everything out, is that's how it, because there's so much wear and tear on the body as opposed to baseball. Baseball, yeah, there's a lot more games and everything, but they're not nearly as physical. They're not as physically, like, whelming on the body that football is. And that's the reason why the season, like we were just talking about how it's the shortest season that the NFL is. There's a reason why it's that short. You know, the body can't take that much pounding.
And, you know, another thing you look at it is physically. If he plays football, he's even in 3 or 4 years, he's still going to be, you know, in very good physical shape. If he goes to play baseball, that's a whole different training regimen. Not saying he'd be out of shape, but that's a whole different training regimen that you could be in football shape and go play baseball. I'm not sure if you can be in baseball shape and go back to play football.
Well, you know, I don't think Bartolo Colon is exactly in the best football shape right now. So
Bartolo Colon would be a hell of a fullback.
Man, I don't even think he could be a fullback, man. He's out there selling draft beers on the specials. Well, other news broke today as Kareem Hunt signed with the Cleveland Browns just about probably an hour or so ago.
Yeah, I'm seeing that now. Yeah.
So, like, he's still not eligible to play yet because he's still on that commissioner's exempt list. So, I was kind of questioning the move, honestly, and by the Browns is really surprising to me, just for the fact that they let go of they traded away Carlos Hyde, so mm-hmm. Nick Chubb can get most of the carries, and he did some unbelievable job for them down the stretch. And you know, I thought they would be able to build momentum with him mm-hmm. leading up the next year, but now Kareem Hunt comes into the play, basically just kicks Nick Chubb out the number one spot if Kareem Hunt's eligible to play.
Yeah, but you know, also Kareem Hunt is an incredible weapon, like, mm-hmm. and you can't, like, okay, so if he's really. Sorry, I mean, he. You know, people make mistakes. People make bad decisions. That was rough. But if he's really, you know, committed to turn his life around and all that good stuff,
mm-hmm.
he's a hell of a weapon to have. I mean, he's much more of a valuable weapon than Carlos Hyde. And having him and Nick Chubb in the backfield together,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's to me, that's the Browns. The Browns got better. Now, mm-hmm. you know, there's obviously going to be some backlash from. You know, the video's on TV now, but there's obviously going to be some backlash from, you know, for the incident. But I mean, if he's truly sorry, if he's truly, you know, kind of got himself turned around,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll see though. We'll see how this plays out.
I think we already talked about this all long ago. Is that like it's a stupid decision and. I don't know. I think it's honestly for me. I think it's a little too soon. I think there's other players out there that deserve better chances than him right now.
Yeah, I can agree with that as well.
But you know, that's you know, I don't get paid the money to make these kind of decisions. So, so I can only just vent out my two cents on shows like this.
Yeah, that's why we're sitting here recording podcasts, and they're making the big money to do these make these decisions.
So. Outside of that, this weekend was you had college basketball and NBA obviously during the weekends late, mm-hmm. but this week also brought us you know more football.
Yeah,
you know the American Alliance Football League.
The Alliance of American Football. Yeah,
yeah. They just had their first opening week of the season, like of their season. season. Yeah. And the ratings actually for the games were actually beating NBA numbers, which is very surprising.
Yeah,
I mean, not for me, probably not honestly all that surprising. People want to check it out, see what it is all about. So I get why it kind of beat them in the ratings because, you know, you had some like basketball games because they're about to head into All-Star weekend and everything. So there wasn't like nothing popping out as far as matchups were for the NBA. But, you know, it also turned I think they also beat the ratings for the Virginia and Duke basketball game as well.
Yeah, but they also had them on, you know, big time networks. The two games were both on CBS. Now they were regionally covered, but they mm-hmm. were both on CBS. But like you said, I think a lot of it was maybe due to the newness of it. People just want to see what it's about. We'll see what happens in week two because you know, because you remember back in the day, the XFL had giant ratings its first week,
mm-hmm.
and then it kind of nosedived. But we'll see.
Yeah.
But overall, with the league itself, for what it is now, you know, I love how they back in the day the XFL tried to. Say it was going head to head with the NFL, like it tried to compete with the NFL.
This league is not doing that.
Yeah, this league has come out and basically said that they're going to be especially a second chance league.
Yeah,
they're just kind of and I think that's good. They're going to be instead of working against and going head to head with the NFL, I think they're going to be more or less working with the NFL.
Yeah,
and I think that's a great business model.
You have players in this league that most of which have already played in the NFL or had a shot to. You had like guys like Nick Folk playing, like a kicker we've seen around bounce around from team to team. Christian Ackenberg, who didn't really pan out with the Jets.
I don't think he's going to pan out.
He didn't exactly play well this weekend.
Pan out in the AAF but then either.
You have a guy like Trent Richardson who scores three touchdowns in the opening week.
Yeah,
weekend. So you know. You know, things it does give players a second chance at everything. And Trent Richardson, he's probably about 27.
Yeah, I would say. He has a chance
to make it back into the league. It's gonna take a lot of time, but you know.
But yeah, I agree. And the overall the play,
while isn't bad.
It left a little bit to be desired, but like I said, it wasn't bad quality of play. Like the guys can play.
There was I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch a whole lot of the games. I did see a lot of highlights and stuff like that, and there was a lot of very talented catches. There was a guy Ross that played I think last night, just making one-handed catches, you know, he scored a pair of touchdowns, and he looked genuinely good. I was kind of like, okay, maybe this guy will get a shot in the NFL.
I watched the two full games. I watched the Apollos and Legends game, and then I watched the Iron and Express game, and I just caught the highlights of the other game where that quarterback for the Fleet just got lit up.
Yeah. Yeah. That I shared on our Facebook page, and I was just overly this like flabbergasted, like how awesome of a hit that was. It was honestly, if that was in the, and everybody's saying if that was in the NFL, that was a flag. I'm like, for me, I'm like, for what? That was a clean hit. It's not his fault the quarterback's helmet came off.
But in the NFL, they would have called that a flag.
Oh yeah.
So that's.
But I expect to see harder hits in this league. Yeah. Than you would see in the NFL, obviously, because, you know, it's ran by former players.
Yes.
You know, they want to see as much – and I don't get – I mean, we can get into this, you know, these rules all you want in the NFL all day. We can have a whole, like, 45-minute podcast on that. But, I mean, it's just one of those things, like, I hope we see more hitting like that in this league as opposed to the NFL, and maybe that'll bring the ratings more to this league than, you know, than the NFL at some point.
Yeah. Also, I like some of the I like the shorter play clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the pace of play. Like, I think most of the games were just barely 3 hours long.
Yeah. They cut down the TV timeouts.
Yeah, limited commercial break and TV timeouts and things like that. So, I mean, overall, I'm going to keep watching. I mean, it's got me hooked. It's got me intrigued.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about. I mean, we're not going to break it down every game, but let's just kind of look at it like this. After the first week, knee jerk reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is the primary contender for the inaugural AAF championship? I'm not sure if they have a bowl or what they call it.
I'll give you this in a week, because again, this is the first game that most of these players have played together. Actually, all of these players have played together. And I know it's a knee jerk. I know you're asking for a knee jerk reaction.
Yeah, that's
obviously, you want me to say, you know, you're freaking Apollos. So.
The Apollos had probably the most overall impressive win, but the Birmingham Iron, their defense can play. Their defense can play.
They shut them out, and then which gave, you know, Trent Richardson the ability to score a couple of touchdowns. Well, yeah. Three touchdowns.
Yeah.
So he got the hat trick. They look good, but again, I'll probably after this week I'll be able to give you more insight on everything, because, you know. Because everything is still fresh for them. Who knows? With these teams that got blown out, who's to say that they don't come back and, you know, find the chemistry next week and blow out the other teams? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very true.
Because you got teams like in the NFL who have been established for so long, and they have some of the players here for years, and they just build chemistry. Chemistry wins games, man. I don't care who you ask. They win games. There's a reason why Julian Edelman had the game that he did. He has such good chemistry with Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers had such great chemistry with Jordy Nelson that he could just know where Jordy was going to be on the field. And it's going to take time with this league, because these players have only been together for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And this is their first full live action game. They don't have preseason games. They have scrimmages with the team at the practice field. That's as much as they have with game experience. So they only have one game to go off of.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it takes a lot of time.
I agree with that, but that's still, I want a knee jerk reaction. I want someone to say today, who's going to win the AAF championship?
I'm just going to go with the Birmingham Iron. I just like the Birmingham Iron for whatever reason.
Okay. I'll look at, I'm going to, I'll do this right here. Most impressive first game, probably Orlando, just from the fact that they, I mean, they had the most impressive score. Mm-hmm. The most disappointing first game, I would have to go with the Memphis Express. And I believe that's Hackenberg's team, right? They just
They just
weren't there.
Just stunk.
yeah. But like you said, it's the first week, though. So by week five, this whole thing could be completely changed around. So.
Oh, yeah. The old ball coach can just all of a sudden not know how to coach.
Yeah, you better hope they don't get to, like, they don't get to 3-5 because he'll just quit.
Yeah, he'll just retire again. He'll just retire. Be like, all right, I'm over this.
But man, they had some sound bites from Spurrier that were just classic Spurrier on the.
Just hilarious.
Yeah, just him talking on the sideline and stuff like that. That was awesome. One of them, they called a play. I believe it was supposed to go to Jalen Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd called it about two plays earlier, and he had dropped it. So they called the same play, and then you just hear Spurrier tell his quarterback, he's like, yeah, blah, 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 you know, whatever the play is. And he goes, and tell him to catch it this time.
You know, he was always great for a good soundbite when he was coaching at Florida or South Carolina, man. That guy is one of the funnier coaches you'll ever see. And, oh, man, when you saw him, oh, even when he coached at Washington for that one – for
those two seasons.
Yeah, well, one and a half.
Yeah, well.
You know, Redskins fans love that.
Oh, they thought they were on to something after that. Well, was it the first preseason game? Or it might be first regular season game.
They won their first two games.
Yeah, threw up like 50 points or something. Like, they was
– Yeah.
And then – Womp womp.
Well, that's why he went to South Carolina, and then womp womp.
He beat Wisconsin.
Oh my God! Don't get me started on this. Don't you start? It's too early right now. But I think that's all we got for over the weekend. We'll get more in depth over this weekend. You know, we'll probably touch up on some, you know, more AAF coverage. Obviously, if any college football news pops up, plus our beers of the week, cigars of the week, we'll bring back a hot take or clickbait, obviously.
Yep. the fun little thing that we're going to do, if every Power 5 conference was a fast food restaurant.
Oh, yeah? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah. I think we should do that Wednesday.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can do that.
So I give you got 2 days to think about why.
Well, what conference are we starting off with first? We'll just go week by week.
Oh no, we're just gonna do all five of them real quick.
Oh well, okay.
Like just start like ACC is whatever you think ACC is. You know, I don't know, KFC, and then you just say why they're KFC. Why you think they're KFC?
All right, we can get with that.
You're going to have to use some critical thinking here, Fluffy.
Oh, God. That's something I'm not really good at, so this is going to be a struggle.
You're going to have to think outside the box on this one.
Oh, my God. And the fast food, like, pun start.
Yeah. Let's keep it to, like, actual fast food chains. Not make one up. Well, no, I mean, like, don't go, like, with, like, a – In and out or something like that. They're like just only on the West Coast or something. Like something that's known that's throughout the whole country.
Okay, so not Chick-fil-A either then.
We can go with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
That's well enough known. We live in the Southeast. Everybody thinks Chick-fil-A is God.
Yes. Seriously, did you really just say that? Like, I don't know what you're just talking gibberish over there.
Hey, Chick-fil-A is not as good as everyone makes it out to be.
Whoa!
Change my mind.
You need to pump the brakes there, sir. This conversation is quickly becoming a confrontation.
you want a debate show? You got a debate show.
All right, when did we go from sports to fast food talk here? First.
I don't know.
Look what you did here.
Oh,
All right, but that's all we got.
Yeah, that's it. Before we go any further.
Yeah, before we keep elaborating on food. It's making me hungry.
Yeah. Next thing you know, it'll be Fluffy and Fizzy's Food Lounge, and we'll just be breaking down different restaurants each week.
Yeah, jeez. hold on. Thought of a spinoff. All right, but that's all we got for this week, this Monday episode, folks. For Philip Fizzy Bart, I'm Drew Fluffy Coats. Keep tuned on Wednesday. We'll be right back with all the classics and also try to get into more college football and, of course, our beers and cigars.
And don't forget the social media stuff. Got to put the plugs in. At Fluffy and Fizzy on Twitter. Search us on Facebook or Instagram, Fluffy and Fizzy Sports Lounge. And go like Pulse Podcast Network on Twitter, at Pulse Pod Net. They also have Facebook now, so look up Pulse Podcast Network on Facebook. Give us all a like, a good follow, and share our stuff.
All right. Good night, folks.
Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.